Tim Lenz, and that's L-E-N-Z, and I'm president of Illinois Corn Growers Association.
All right, Tim, you were here earlier, I guess, than Commodity Classic to engage in some meetings with the California Air Resources Board. What was the purpose of that, and what did you find out?
Sure. Illinois Corn has actually been involved with CARB for 2-3 years when they started talking about their low-carbon fuel standard. They kind of were somewhat ahead of U.S. EPA, who now have, you know, also issued rules about that. But just continuing to talk and to get good information in front of them. I don't know if the listeners know, but the way their regs are now, it eventually is going to shut Midwestern ethanol out of the California fuel market. And that's a 1.5 billion gallon market. They use about 10% of the gasoline in the United States. So that's bad enough in itself, but also some states have wanted to adopt their standards, you know, without even, you know, doing their own, just saying, hey, well, if California did this, they've done all the research, we'll just adopt that. And so that can have a snowballing effect that we definitely don't want. So what we were trying to do, you know, we've had some openings. We even had some CARB members out to Illinois to look at areas around ethanol plants to see how, you know, again, what actually was going on around. We did studies to show that we weren't tearing, when an ethanol plant came into an area, we were not cutting down forests. We were not, basically, we were not increasing corn acreage in that area. Where we're getting all the extra production is from the increase in yields. So we're trying to show them that, again, their models are not correct. They put an indirect land use charge on corn. They also use outdated production methods on both the production of the corn and the efficiencies of the ethanol plants. So we also, on the Corn Marketing Board, just lately has a study. They've had a lot of studies we've put in front of them, but they have a study that Stefan Mueller from University of Illinois Chicago, he surveyed the whole entire ethanol industry in the United States, which has never been done, and he got a 63% return back. And what he asked them was, give me your, for the year 2008, give me your electricity usage, your natural gas usage, of course, your production of ethanol, so that we could get a per gallon energy usage, because that's part of their model. Those figures are out. They're not out. He's going to get them published. They're getting peer-reviewed, and that basically shows a 10% efficiency gain from the numbers that CARB was using. How, that's a long story, but how that affects Midwestern ethanol is hopefully, and they said they will try to get that into their model. What that does is that increases Midwestern ethanol just enough that that would buy us another year to be able to supply this market. So, you know, if that all goes through, that's basically 1.5 billion gallons of ethanol that we can stay in this market for another year, because, of course, their regs ramp up. So we're trying to do things, just continue to improve, to work within their model. You know, their rules are already out. It's not like we can, you know, we don't have any political power in California to try to get them to politically change it, but we're just trying to work with that system to keep that very large ethanol market open to Midwestern ethanol.
Okay, you said it would buy you a year. What happens after that?
Well, all things being considered, they would switch to South American sugarcane ethanol or other, you know, fuels. Of course, also maybe like the U.S. EPA, their future, the things they're projecting in the future are very rosy, where on the projections that they put on corn-based ethanol are very static. So, you know, of course, they continue to think that new technologies are going to come along that will make cellulosic ethanol, economical to the consumers. And we, if they do, great. You know, hopefully farmers can, that's an advantage that farmers, you know, we've got the ground, we can do what we need to. But as of now, those technologies haven't progressed near as quickly as all these agencies are wanting them to be. Also, another thing, we actually met in the governor's office a little bit. This is going to be a huge cost to California consumers. As of today, or as of yesterday, sugarcane ethanol out of Brazil was like $2.80 a gallon. Ethanol out of the Midwest was $1.80 a gallon. So, you know, you multiply that for the California consumer, we feel like we're doing the same. We can do the same thing or even better, lowering their greenhouse gas emissions in California, but also saving their consumers a lot of money.
Do you think there might be the political will in the future to change the regulation?
Well, they do have an election this November, and so we will see. We are attacking the problem as if there won't be, you know. But so we're trying to do everything we can and not just pin it on an election. But you don't know. Either one of the candidates maybe, well, they haven't even had their primary yet, I guess. But there are two forerunners in both parties, I believe. There could be some changes on the cardboard. You never know. Changes can always be for the worse, too. So we're taking it as, you know, the people on there, we're doing what we can to get them information. Hopefully we can do some good for Midwest Ethanol.